Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Super Bowl 54 champions are ready to run it back. They are headed to Super Bowl 55 as a road team to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
Hypocrite.
That hypocrite smokes two packs a day.
What is up? Good afternoon, everybody. Wow, this town is on fire.
What is happening?
Man alive.
It shouldn't have even been as close as it was.
Everybody's buying new t-shirts.
Did you see those shirts flying off? By the first break of the 10 o'clock news, they're gone. T-shirts were gone.
Yeah. They were at Rally House, they being the news crew.
Yeah.
They were at Rally House last night. They were over at Academy Sports. Everybody was a big Chiefs fan last night.
My God.
Mitch Holthus is in the building. We know that. We're trying to get him down the hall. He's taking care of some business for the radio network right now. And so we're hoping he might be able to join us a little bit later on this afternoon and we can talk about the Super Bowl. I said last night, as his game was winding down, and you just mentioned it to me unprompted right before we started the show, this team needs to go into full-blown quarantine right now. No wives, no kids, no nothing. Everybody, we're renting out the entire hotel over here, and that's where the team stays. Food is left at your front door.
Yeah.
At the hotel, or left at your hotel door, and they knock on the door and run, and then you open it up and you eat your food, and then you put the tray back out in the hallway. No practice, no nothing, no wives, no kids, no nothing until Tampa.
Well, that's one of the cool things. I think it was Mitch who said it toward the end of the game, said that they actually won three battles this year. And it was the battle for the conference. They got the bye, the battle for the title last night to go to the Super Bowl, and then the battle against COVID. He said, you cannot have this conversation without marveling that there wasn't a delay or a loss of game due to COVID, because they all understood how careful they had to be. And did you see the one player, and I'm trying to remember, I'm so sorry, I've watched so much of the coverage. One of the players last night said, and everything we've been through and having that stuff stuck up my nose every single day. He goes way up my nostrils.
That was Jones.
We laughed so hard. He just kept going back to that. I mean, they stuck it way up my nostrils every single day.
That was on the radio broadcast.
Oh, God, it was funny.
Because I heard Josh Klingler was interviewing
him.
It was
so funny.
The best line was, and he goes, they kept sticking it up there. They could tell what I was thinking. I was like, wow, okay. They could tell what I was thinking.
Oh, it's all so good and so exciting. And if you want a ticket, here's what's funny. I guess KCI has just added several direct flights,
Don't even think about it this year. You pulled that stunt on me last year.
I know.
Don't even think about it.
It's going to be a very different year. So as you know, I joined Chris in Miami at the very last minute last year. I was like, look, if he's going to Miami, I'm going. And I'm glad that I did. It was right before everything kind of exploded badly. Mm-hmm. And this year, honestly, when it comes to overall media coverage, as far as flying down, you know, 30 people to cover this team, I'm going to make a blanket statement here with all of the television stations. It's not going to happen because the team does not fly into Tampa until the day before. So normally they would send, oh gosh, Scott, 20 people at least, because you've got to cover the morning show, the evening show, and all of the stuff in between, right? And it, plus the sister stations. Mm-hmm. So normally they would go down a week before. You would find fans. You would do the fan fest stuff. You would try to track down some players as they're eating in restaurants.
Go to the pep rallies at the pep rallies. Team hotel.
You know, all of that isn't happening. The teams will not even arrive until the day before.
Yeah, here's a story from USA Today. Regardless of which NFL conference finalists win on Sunday, we already know who they are. So obviously this was written before last night. They will wait a while for their trip to Florida in line with the NFL's strict COVID-19 travel protocol. The Super Bowl teams will wait until closer to the big day to board the flights. The Kansas City Chiefs will not arrive in Tampa, and you're right, Dana, until Friday or Saturday of the week of the Super Bowl. Of course, none of this applies to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They live there, and they're playing in their own. By the way, this is not, everybody was saying, you know, no team has ever hosted the Super Bowl when they've been in it. That's not true. This is the first time a team is playing in their home stadium. And they mentioned this during the telecast last night. Los Angeles, the LA Rams, when they played the Steelers in 1979, that game was in Los Angeles, but it was at the Rose Bowl.
Got it.
Not in their home stadium.
Got it.
So it has been in
the
team's town.
Just not the stadium.
Correct. This is the first time it's ever been in the team's home stadium.
Man, we were rooting for Green Bay yesterday because I thought we do not want to play Tampa in Tampa.
Who goes for three with 2 minutes left and you're down by eight?
I don't know.
Look at me breaking it down like I belong on 610 Sports. I know. Sports. What's going on? Anyway, I'm thrilled. The town is thrilled. This is going to be a fascinating 2 weeks. If I hear one more person they say, though, I was kind of ho-hum about it. I mean, listen, man, it's still exciting.
We are living through history now in more ways than one, but we are living right on through history.
Anybody who's like, I was kind of ho-hum about it, I'm thinking you weren't here in the 80s. When it was you and 20,000 of your best friends out at Arrowhead every Sunday.
Tickets last night on the secondary market, I saw this on Channel 9, were going between $12,000 and $45,000.
That's stupid. That's
for
dumb.
One ticket. No. So you have to understand, if they're saying 12 to 45, the $12,000 seat is you by yourself in the crappiest seat money can buy.
Yeah, don't lean too far back. You'll fall out of the stadium.
Correct. $12,000 to $45,000 per ticket. And at those prices, you wonder, will they even get anyone to pay that?
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to be in Tampa and be around all of the
excitement
bars excitement, which is all I did. I didn't go into the stadium last year. It's another thing to put up that kind of money to go inside. I mean, for $45,000, you should get your own suite. And that's just not what this is.
You should get your own suite for life.
Yeah.
For $45,000.
It will be a stadium full of millionaires and healthcare workers.
The phones are ringing. I'm curious if you are going or if you are a healthcare worker going, because we talked about this last week.
How do you pick?
How do they pick?
Well, every town or every city that has an NFL team gets a certain allotment of tickets for healthcare workers is the way that I understand it. Okay. So let's say Kansas City gets an allotment of a couple hundred, 400, 500, you know, assuming they give an equal amount per city per team. So who do the Chiefs pick? Does the city pick? Do they have like the Kansas City Sports Commission pick? And how do you determine, well, we're going to do, you know, KU, we're going to do Advent, we're going to do Providence, we're going to do, you know, North Kansas City Hospital. And then North Kansas City Hospital, you get 15, pick 15.
Well, you have to have the money to fly there, the days off, and the hotel availability, which I'm sure they have.
And you can't give it all just to ICU nurses because you
need the ICU nurses.
You need the ICU nurses.
Here's the other question, Scott. What about the small town frontline healthcare workers? Yeah. You know, we're looking at this through the lens of Kansas City. Well, what about the woman or the man, you know, at
Ransom
barely hanging on in Western Kansas with no pulmonologist? Those people's names need to be in the ring too.
Yeah. It's a wonderful idea, and I think bravo to the NFL for a really sweet idea.
You think it's going
to
be all cardiologists and anesthesiologists?
I think it's going to be a lot of doctors. and not the doctors don't deserve it, but I mean, we all know that the people who tend to them the most are the ICU nurses or people in the specific COVID units.
Right.
And they're needed here right now. I mean, February, they're saying, is going to be the worst month ever. And I could see a hospital saying, well, you know, we have, you know, enough to send two COVID unit nurses. Okay, well, which ones? And then what doctors do we give it to? Because we need those doctors here. All I'm saying is it's a super sweet idea from the NFL, but the road to hell is paved with good intention.
Right.
That's all.
I don't know. I was on the phone with my nurse today, just setting up my annual appointment. And we were talking about it because she was, you know, typing stuff in. And how did you watch the game last night? She goes, I hope it's me. And I go, let me know. How are they going to pick? And even she didn't know. She said, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the COVID vaccine. When are you up? I don't know.
Oh, I got something about that later. Anyway, if you want to weigh in on this, 576-7798. 576-7798. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. Hot damn. This town is on fire. 576-7798.
They're piling into Arrowhead, rocking all that golden red. The banners hung, the boys all got their rings.
All right, we got an update.
The last one took us.
What's the story on the healthcare workers
okay.
who get the tickets?
The Tampa Bay Times has much more about this, of course. So most of the 7,500 healthcare workers that will attend free of charge the Super Bowl will come from the general vicinity of Tampa.
So West Central Florida.
Yes. However, I love this. There will be representatives from every NFL city, which takes out of the consideration, what if you work in a small town away from KC? No. There will be representation from each of the 32 NFL team cities, which means Kansas City, and each city will identify four healthcare workers.
Four.
Four.
40.
And provide an all-expense-paid trip to the game, including airfare and hotel.
So that means 120 healthcare workers from around the country.
Right.
And then
32 times four. And it says, pardon me, not the city, each of the NFL teams will identify four healthcare workers. So it's the Chiefs organization working with their partners in healthcare.
So you're basically giving...
Who will choose four.
7,300 and some change to healthcare workers in Florida.
Right.
So you're basically adding 7,300 Buccaneer fans.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Hardworking...
I'm not taking anything away.
Local fans. Yes.
Not taking anything away from their work. Just who they cheer for.
So, yeah, if you're one of the four, man, we want to know. Do you know yet? I mean, it's 2 weeks away. You would have to.
How do you pick?
I don't know.
Who picks?
Well, I bet you the NFL reaches out to all the teams. The teams reach out to their healthcare partners. That's going to be important.
Yeah.
And the people within that healthcare system say, we're going to nominate four. And I hope it is an ICU person. I hope it's a janitor.
Yeah, that'd be a nice touch.
I do.
How about somebody who works down in the cafeteria?
Anybody that has worked through this pandemic. You know, the hospital cleaners
are kind
of the...
Well, how about the hospital CEO? He's got to go or she's got to go.
He can take or she can take their own jet.
576-7798. 576-7798. Tracy in Olathe. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
First, I have to tell you that my son, Daniel, who's 12 years old, loves you guys and insists on listening to you every single day because we're doing homeschool.
Oh, you tell Daniel we said hello, and if he's not right there, it'll be up on podcast in the 2 o'clock hour today.
I will. Thank you. He's in math right now, so I'll do that.
Good.
But my point the point I was going to make, I'm a nurse, and I think it is so gracious and kind of the NFL to make this offer, but I think maybe what they're not thinking about or concern that I have is, you know, there's different variants of COVID going around right now, and sending people from different cities to somewhere that's kind of, you know, Florida's kind of a hot spot. Is that really a safe thing to do? Because then the healthcare workers who come back, who are caring for the most vulnerable people that, you know, their immune systems aren't great, that could be a disaster.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, they're only allowing 20,000 people into the stadium, James Raymond Stadium. So that is to say 1/4 of the seats will be filled during the Super Bowl. You bring up an interesting point, and I should point out my brother back in December contracted COVID, and he got it at, or he thinks he contracted it at a football stadium at a Cowboys game in Dallas. Okay. You tell the kid we said hello.
Tell him hello. I think we lost her.
But no, it's an interesting point, but I don't want to take away from the goodwill of what the NFL is doing here, and I think it's a nice move. However, I thought it would be a little bit more equitable as far as around the country was concerned. I didn't realize it was just 4 people in healthcare per city. I thought it would be more than that.
But all of our questions at the beginning of the show, like how the heck are they going to get them there and the flights and choose, and it would be very difficult to pull that off in 14 days. And so this is probably the easiest, best way to do it, to make sure everyone's represented. Kick it to the teams who work with their healthcare partners, pick 4, and let's get a move on.
Somebody says, gee, maybe a scientist would like to go. I'm assuming that you mean doctors, et cetera. I have no problem with a doctor going, but I do think there are some unsung heroes in all of this. And I'm not saying that the doctors haven't earned their credit any less than the nurses and the ICU nurses have certainly earned the trip. But I'm saying let's not forget the people behind the scenes who don't get the credit.
Okay.
The janitor at the hospital.
Girlfriend just texted me that KU is sending 18 lucky frontline workers.
Hmm. Yeah, they do have to be vaccinated, by the way, as well. That's
with
a good
both.
Point, Texas.
With both. You. With both. Shots.
Correct. They have to be fully vaccinated before they can make the trip. And that's a good point.
You know, so maybe there's people in other cities who are like, we can't come up with 4 and we get more. That's good. Or maybe Kansas City gets more because we're in it.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
Yeah. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798.
A couple of other things just to pass along today, not necessarily looking to make it a topic about the Super Bowl. TMZ was all over this last night with video. There was a pretty high-profile arrest.
Trey Songz.
In the seats of that stadium last night. I'm not going to lie, Chris and I had to Google who is Trey Songz, but musical artist, mm-hmm. got in a physical altercation with a Kansas City, Missouri police officer.
Punched him in the head and put him in a
headlock. Punched him in the head, put him in a headlock, and I believe was released from jail this morning. TMZ or the Star One had that. And if you have not seen that video, I mean, they are rolling in the stands and the aisles and against a chair. It goes on for a scary long time.
Yeah, and what started it was apparently fans in Arrowhead were complaining. And who knows if they recognized him or not. I have no idea. Trey Songz could walk down the street right outside the studio and I wouldn't know it.
He could put me in a headlock and I wouldn't know who he was.
I've heard of him, but I wouldn't be able to pick him out. Apparently he was not wearing a mask, was, you know, yelling and stuff at the game. Some fans went to security and said, hey, there's a guy in our section. He's not wearing a mask. He's,
yeah.
You know, acting kind of stupid. And
I don't care who you are. They make you put a mask on.
Well, I'm Trey Songz. I don't have to put
a mask
on.
Even sitting outside of the suite, you have to wear a mask. They will come over and say, put it on.
Well, I hope you have to wear it in the suite. That's indoors. 576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Oh, sometimes.
feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
From Dana. Is this Trey Songz? Nope.
Which, by the way, the way that everybody is describing what went down last night just makes me mad. It's all over a mask. He didn't want to wear the mask. So private security came over with the Chiefs and said, I'm sorry, it's the rule. You got to put your mask on. Sure. He said no, and I'm guessing in more colorful language than no. Mm-hmm. So the security for the Chiefs then calls over Kansas City, Missouri police officer. You have to wear a mask. He again refuses to comply. And then it escalated from there into a tussle with the police officer. And look, they told him, if you don't wear a mask, you will be kicked out for trespassing.
Just put on your damn mask. Just put it on.
And he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it. And now he has been arrested. John O'Connor is the attorney on record who says he's got to talk to prosecutors. He doesn't have a comment right now.
You need John O'Connor to defend you, you're pretty guilty.
You've done something wrong, and it's caught on tape.
And you have a lot of money. 576-7798. Candace in Mission. Candace, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So I'm really hoping on this healthcare workers Super Bowl ticket thing, I'm really hoping that they've been working on identifying these folks well ahead of time, because can you imagine? I used to work at Children's Mercy.
Right.
And I just cannot imagine being asked, hey, who wants to cover 3 days of my shift?
So I can go to the Super Bowl.
You guys didn't get picked, and sucks for you. And, you know, and everyone is so thinned out already to cover for somebody who's going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't know. I just, I'm with you guys. I love the heart behind it, but I just feel like, and I'm kind of with that nurse on some level too, saying, is it really the best idea to just gather up a bunch of healthcare workers
right
in a stadium and take your chances? Good luck with that.
I mean, everybody's going to be asking for that night off anyway, February 7th, the evening, so you can go home and just watch it on TV, much less an all expenses paid trip to the beach.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is that usually the schedules are made well in advance.
Right.
So to try to scramble the board. Like I said, I just hope that they've been working on it before, like today.
I do too. And again, as with all things like this, the devil's in the details.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to bring your spouse?
Well,
or a significant other? Or you just have to sit there with a bunch of people you don't know from Liberty Hospital, and then this gal's from North Kansas City.
Each NFL city is just getting four, and we know that Kansas City is going to get more than that because KU has already said they're sending 18. I don't know if spouses are included or not. I would guess not.
Or do you just go and hang out with a bunch of people from different hospitals that you don't know?
Yeah, because the whole point is they want people who are doubly vaccinated. So if you take your spouse with you, you're bringing someone along who likely doesn't have both shots.
Correct. 576-7798. Let's go to John in South Kansas City. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Well, the minute that you said that, they're going to pick so many from each city, I chuckled to myself and said, well, KU's going to send a buttload. And it wasn't 2 minutes later you said they were sending 18. They're a major sponsor of the Chiefs.
Sure.
So I'm sure that fix was in.
All right, John, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much. I would hope, and I'm not naive enough, but I would hope that it wouldn't be so blatantly obvious that if you are a sponsor with the Chiefs, well, then, of course, you get first dibs, and we're not sending anybody else, even though they're worthy, we're not sending anybody else because they don't spend any money with the
right.
Chiefs. I would hope that's not the case.
But I hope they send the hardest working, longest suffering Chiefs fan that you can find out there. I really do. Not like casual fan. I mean, I want them to send lifelong dream, horrible year, like make that person's dream come true.
Doesn't have a Chiefs cave, has a Chiefs house.
Right, correct.
Roger in Kansas City, 576-7798. What's up?
I'd like to know how much of the money each team is going to make from the Super Bowl.
What do you mean? Hey, can you turn your radio down, buddy, if you don't mind?
You mean in just pure profit?
Hello? Roger?
Yeah.
What do you mean how much money are the teams making? Because there are different ways to look at it. I mean, it's a huge boost for the city. There's merchandise sales. There's all of the stuff that just comes with being in that game.
$45,000 for a ticket.
Well, I think that goes to the NFL. And then there might be some revenue.
How much money goes to the team?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how the revenue sharing works between the NFL and the teams, Roger, but I'm sure that both of the teams playing in the Super Bowl are rewarded handsomely, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, okay.
Is that bad?
I think what he was trying to say, Scott, because he said $45,000, which is the high end of what you're going to spend on a ticket.
Those are scalped tickets.
Those are secondary market. And here's something else to consider. And I'm not going to say who just sent me this, but this is a huge consideration for anyone who might be in healthcare who wants to go. One of the healthcare systems in our region has very strict ethics and compliance issues and rules, and employees are not allowed to accept any gift over $15. And the same would be true, by the way, for a lot of police departments, city workers. I remember one year, two extremely nice police officers in Prairie Village when I was just starting out, Scott, helped me install a car seat. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the back of our car, we didn't know what we were doing. Can you please help? Because your police department will do that for you, your fire department. And so these two very nice officers came out, put in the seat, showed us how to do it, you know, spent 20 minutes. It was just lovely. And I remember I went to my boss at the time. We had Royals tickets or something. And I said, hey, can you shoot me 4 tickets? I'm going to pass those on to these officers that helped me. They said, sure. And I got the nicest letter back with the tickets enclosed.
Oh.
And it said, you are so kind for thinking of us. This was our job. We cannot accept. And this was back when the Royals were terrible. I mean, I think 20 years ago.
That's probably why they sent them back.
Try again.
why don't you just take money out of our wallets next time we swing by?
But no, they said we have ethics and compliance rules and we cannot accept anything over, you know, whatever it was.
Huh.
P.S. Really? $5 Royals tickets?
Yeah. Come on. We see the word comp on there, Dana. We know this didn't cost you a dime.
Just trying to be nice.
So you basically re-gifted them for doing a good thing.
I wanted to do something for them.
You could have bought the tickets at Kauffman Stadium.
Even then, they would have said, we cannot accept.
But you gave them free tickets.
Well, but we were the sponsor at the time. You know how that works, Scott. You go down, and I'm like, hey, can I get some seats?
It's like me giving my brother back the popcorn maker he gave me.
I would have re-gifted that, too.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
There was a guy leaving the Chiefs game last night, Scott, with this enormous bag of popcorn, okay? Like, the size of a bean bag. Leaving the Chiefs game, he had this enormous bag of popcorn slung over his shoulder like he was Santa Claus with a bag of toys, okay? And the reporter said to him, this was on Twitter last night, where did you get that? And the guy stumbling out goes, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. No way.
I swear to you. It was on Twitter last night. It was a Chiefs fan. Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's Chiefs one. Go Chiefs.
By the way, you already know he's fast. Tyreek Hill on that 71-yard run, top 20 miles an hour.
20 miles an hour.
If you want to get specific, 20.76 miles per hour.
And he went running in between two opposing players, by the way. During that run, mm-hmm. We rewound that and played it back like 3 times. And I guess he said to Andy Reid either last night or today, he would have made a touchdown, but he's getting slower in his old age. Because you remember, he ran it all the way to the, like, mm-hmm. what, 9-yard line or whatever it was.
By the way, if you think that was the first time Tyreek Hill's done that, it was not. It's the 12th time this year. And by that, I mean this season.
That he's hit
that
20
he's
miles
gone
an hour.
Over 20 miles per hour on a run.
Well, and if you count all of the horizontal yards he ran, I mean, he ran much farther than 71 yards.
Oh, sure he did.
Well, you saw him on the sideline, didn't you? They were trying to give him, like, a water bottle, and he tried to drink it through his face mask. I'm like, no, you got to take the helmet off, man.
He was tired. A little worn out. Getting old.
He's getting old. Getting tired in his old age.
Telephone number, 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Cannot run 20.76 miles per hour, but damn close. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of your Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, is joining us in studio. How are you doing, brother?
It depends how badly I have to go to the restroom. I can hit 21 miles an hour. You bet I can. I heard Chris Ketz was going to be here. That's the only reason I came.
No, he'll be in Tampa. He'll be in Tampa.
I may not be in Tampa, but he may be in Tampa.
You're married to him. I know. We're waiting on word because you know this, Mitch. It's super expensive to send 30 people down there, which everybody does every year.
Yep.
This year is different because the team isn't going to arrive until the day before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not going to be hundreds of thousands of fan fest activities going on just because of COVID.
No. And last year, of course, we got the taste of the whole full-fledged Super Bowl. And honestly, some of it was kind of weird, to tell you the truth. I mean, we had the Radio Row. That's not weird.
Yeah.
But that thing on Monday night, I have no idea what that was. Like Evel Knievel driving motorcycles and all these international journalists asking like weird questions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought, what is this? So if that's eliminated, that's not going to bother me. But like our new guys that haven't been to the Super Bowl are going to kind of miss out on all that.
Yeah.
But I get what Coach is doing. I get it. These guys and gals in the organization, I just can't. I'll talk about it tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom show. You cannot understand how much sacrifice they've made.
You said they beat three things this year, and almost the most important one is the COVID arm of things.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, I said they had to win three divisions. One was the AFC West. That's obvious to win it five straight years. Two is to get that single bye in the AFC. Hard to do. And then three to win the COVID division. We have seen COVID actually take the team off the rails, like New England.
Yeah.
We saw it with the Ravens. They rallied, but they were on the brink of disaster because of it. The Kansas City Chiefs have been quasi-spectacular in staying away or having a – we saw the Broncos' whole quarterback room get lost for a week.
Yeah.
None of that happened with the Chiefs. They go out there every morning at 6. They have to get up earlier than usual, go out there, get swabbed, get tested every day. They sacrificed time with family at the holidays. There was no bye week like they normally have. They didn't run home to their families where they're from or to their colleges to see their buddies. None of that happened. These guys have stayed on task. It has been borderline amazing that they've got to this point.
You heard Patrick Mahomes last night say, I'm going to go home and celebrate with my wife because there is no going out. I mean, he has to remain, they all have to remain under virtual lockdown for the next 2 weeks.
And there are times they've had to be quarantined even from their families, their wives, you know, significant others. I had a close contact. They shut me down for 10 days. I'm quarantined in my own home from my wife.
Yeah.
Like, that's no fun. I'll just tell you that right now. May seem like it's fun, but it's not. But you're yelling at each other the point is here, it has been a lot of sacrifice made by these players beyond the football sacrifice.
How long did it take you to catch your, I heard your call at the end of the game last night. I was in the car.
Incredible.
Great call, by the way. How long did it take you to catch your breath?
Still haven't. So that oxygen thing you got right there, can I have some of that you drag around? Yeah. These calls, though, quite honestly, and I was just talking to Jay Engle down the hallway, who's been great in production this year, but I said they're like the Library of Congress. As much for the moment, they're really for posterity. I've learned these in these AFC Championship games, Super Bowl. You're doing it basically thinking of a 20-year to 30-year to 40-year shelf life. I mean, one of these days, there's going to be a remarkable documentary on Travis Kelce. and how amazing he is. And we're all going to look back at it and go, wow, he was. But those calls need to be historical. They need to fit more than just the time and the moment. So yesterday, you know, a year ago, we win the Lamar Hunt Trophy, and I said the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won the Lamar Hunt Trophy in the stadium that was Lamar Hunt's dream. Well, now it's that 2.0 version of that.
Yeah.
And I said the trophy stays here. It stays here, anchored in the hearts of everyone in the Chiefs kingdom who continues Lamar Hunt's vision. So the 2.0 version of that is, okay, something just happened that's never, ever happened before. And why is it so important? Because it's anchored to the souls and hearts of everybody that loves the Chiefs kingdom.
Do you mind if we play it for just a quick second?
Fire it up.
Sam, fire when ready.
One more snap. Mahomes goes to a knee. The trophy stays here because the Lamar Hunt Trophy stays anchored in the hearts of everyone who shares Lamar Hunt's vision. The Chiefs kingdom captures the trophy and it stays here. Yes, the Chiefs are back-to-back AFC champions. And the Super Bowl 54 champions are ready to run it back. They are headed to Super Bowl 55 as a road team to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A lot of people don't understand the home and road. Tampa Bay is not home because the game is being played in Tampa Bay. They switch it every year, if I remember correctly. Isn't that right? NFC gets it one year, AFC gets it the next?
Yeah, but communities bid it. No, communities bid for it like the Olympic Games. So, like,
no, but I mean, like, who's designated the home and away team?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they'll say you're wearing a dark jersey or light jersey.
Yeah,
that's all that is really, or what locker room you get to use, basically. Because last year we were the home team, so we got to use the Dolphins locker room, and the 49ers got. But other than this, we're playing in Tampa Stadium in Tampa, Florida, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Never happened in 54 year history prior to this.
I was going to ask you how you put this into historical perspective for anyone. I mean, even under the age of 30, how do you explain what this is and this moment for the team and the city? And, you know, we're going to have children who grow up just thinking we have Super Bowl greatness in Kansas City. Yeah, we're going back. You want to go? And it's hard for anyone younger to explain really what this is.
Danny, in that call, it's also the last 2 years with that call has been to highlight what Lamar Hunt meant. And I'm going to give you an answer here. But Lamar Hunt changed this whole area. Okay, the Kansas City A's were terrible. They wanted to move, blah, blah, blah. They were last every year. Lamar Hunt had to make a decision to move the Dallas Texans. He moved it here, and Kansas City changed forever.
Yeah.
And it became a winning place. It became a place you could live, a place that wasn't some, you know, cowtown flyover place. Now, all of a sudden, we're in that realm of redefining that because of the popularity of Mahomes and being on the center stage. Now, the reason to put this in historical perspective, you go 50 years between getting to the Super Bowl and you do it in back-to-back years. So telling the story now, here's what the three of us have to do because we've got the mouthpieces, is to keep telling that historical story and why this is. You know, there's cracks opening in the earth here because, you know, the Chiefs are doing this in back-to-back seasons. And so, and the Chiefs have become like the new Steelers. They're the new Patriots. Think about how we viewed the Cowboys in the early 90s.
Right.
That's the Chiefs. That's what we've got. And we've got some of the best players to ever play in the history of the league on our team. We're not watching them play against them or playing against them. So those stories just have to continue to be told in direct and sublime ways.
We had a listener call in and they said, I want to know what does this mean? You know, how much money does the team make? And we were talking about this off the air. You can't quantify what this means for a city. Forget about the money.
Yeah.
Just the good feelings and the excitement and yes, the merchandise and yes, the Super Bowl and all of that stuff. But really you can't quantify, you can't put a number to what this means to the city. It can't be done.
People are moving here because of this.
Yeah,
we don't necessarily want that. Well, the right people. I don't know.
Quit saying this is such a great city. Yeah. You know, the Huffington Post is always
don't move it next to me.
It's a great city. Yeah.
No, seriously, people are moving here because of it. And internationally, there is this, think about how we view Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Right? It's a sacred Smithsonian. You go to a football game, it's really a museum. That's the way people are looking at Arrowhead now. It's become like this place that you visit, and it's a bucket list place. And some go, hey, we'll live there. Hey, you know. And so the impact has gone far beyond selling jerseys and such.
Yeah.
It's been, wow, what a special. We've been on the center stage. If you're not going to host the Super Bowl, the next biggest thing you can host is the championship game.
Yeah.
And we've had three in a row where it's center stage. The ratings of that game last night are, you know, gazillions of fans. And so they're seeing Kansas City and Arrowhead going, okay, that's a cool place. And before, they didn't see it for 50 years because we never hosted that game. Right? So,
enjoy Tampa. Have a great call. We know
you
will.
I hope I get to go.
Oh, you might have to do it from here?
Who knows, dude?
I think everyone's figuring that out today.
Everyone's trying to figure it out today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. No. This could be like, yeah. Mitchie's waiting to find out.
Yeah.
Where are we going? You going to Ketz's basement to do the game? Okay.
We'll throw up a palm tree.
We got chips.
You.
What do we have?
let me rephrase.
The dogs. Keep the dogs from barking.
We know how much you love the team. Yeah. Enjoy the call.
Thank you.
Enjoy the game, no matter where it's from. Thank you. I know you have to be exhausted. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
We appreciate you guys because you continue the tempo and flow of what our community is. I mean, I'm not rubbing ears here. Don't take it for, you know, granted. And I'll say this finally. You know, there's been so much to divide us. Everything's been, oh my gosh, the Chiefs have brought us together. They bring us together from all shapes, creeds, races, colors, whatever. It's cool to see something that unites us like this.
Amen. Amen.
Gotcha.
Mitch, right, always good to talk to you. Have fun, and we'll be listening, man.
Let's do it.
You can always hear him at 106.5 The Wolf. That is the flagship station for the Chiefs radio network. The great Mitch Holtis, the radio voice of your Kansas City Chiefs.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.